Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us to help us understand what the hell was going on. He does a great job in pre- and post-game at NBC Sports Philadelphia. Barrett Brooks is here. Hi, Barrett.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Barrett, Hollis Thomas taught me many years ago that linemen watch line play. When you're watching an Eagles game, are you focusing on the lines?
I focus on everything. I mean, right. I do look at the line, but I focus on everything because, you know, with me going to NFL films and breaking out film with Jaws and – you know, Baldy and all those guys, I learned that, you know, there's more than just being in the trenches. Hmm. Well, I learned that, but it still didn't keep me from just focusing on those guys also. And I think that's one of the major downfalls we had last week. We weren't firm in the trenches, man. And yesterday was terrible. I haven't seen our tackles play that bad in a long time.
Well, help me out here. I'm trying to find who I should blame. I'll start on the defensive line, which everybody's talking about. Is the scheme so bad it's taking people with talent and making them irrelevant? What's going on with that?
They're just too passive. Yeah. You know, when you have a passive play caller like that, you know, and it's a bend but don't break, but they're bending, and then they're breaking. You know, so it doesn't make sense to have a bend but don't break mentality if you're going to break at the end. I mean, these drives are excess of, what, 8 plays, 9 plays? Yep. The first drive was 11 plays. They got an interception, but still – you know what I mean? 11 plays, that's a long time for the defense to be out there. I'm going to ask Ray. I'm going to look up how many plays, you know, for the offense as opposed to the defense. I know they probably almost double the play that the offense has.
Well, I'm trying to understand on that side of the ball. Fletcher Cox comes out after the game and basically says it's not me, it's the scheme, right? I mean, when that's going on and you're being public about it, behind closed doors, these guys must be grumbling about what they're dealing with, aren't they?
Well, they hear us.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like me and Seth don't know. You know, I mean, they can't sit down. I mean, Nick Sirianni or anybody else can sit down and say, all right, you don't know what you're talking about. We watch film. Yeah. We played the game. Football is football is football. I mean, Pop Warner is the same as high school, the same as college, same as the NFL. You just got bigger, stronger, and faster athletes as you progress up the chain. So, when I sit down and I watch an offense go under center and drive all the way down the field and run the ball and pass when you wanted to and you score, but then after that we go back to shotgun, it just shows me an out-and-out defiance on what they feel as though is best for this team. That's not best for this team. That is the worst thing you could do for an offensive line, especially when you have the guys coming off the edge like you had. The reason why this team got their butt kicked yesterday because they kept passing the ball, and the tackles were left one-on-one with some pretty good pass rushers. You know, even Jordan Mailata got his butt kicked yesterday. And when he sits down, it's going to be a tough day of film for him when he watches film today. So, you know, you didn't optimize your player's potential because you refused to just run the ball. And on the defensive side of the ball, Fletcher Cox is mad. He's pissed off because, you know, as a defender, you're a three technique. You're getting double team every play. Well, once a linebacker sees you getting double team, it's his job to come downhill and get the double team off you. Make the offensive player block him. That way both of you guys have your gaps. It's not happening. They're not playing aggressive, and it's not as though they're playing timid, but they're not playing an aggressive style of defense. So because of that, they're going to have a passive style of play calling.
All right, Barrett, that's a terrific explanation of what's going on. Barrett, could you explain to people the advantage for an offensive lineman when a quarterback is over center versus in shotgun? In a run, it's much more it's better for a lineman when he's over center, isn't it?
No question, because now it's giving that defense now they have to figure out, all right, are they going to run the ball or are they passing the ball? When you're in a shotgun, 9 times out of 10, you're going to pass the ball. But when he's up under the center, number one, it opens up your playbook immensely because the defense doesn't know if you're running the ball or passing the ball. You can play action off that. You can run boot protections off that. It just gives you the autonomy to be a more explosive offense with him being under center. Now, it helps the offensive line when he's under center because now those defensive ends and defensive tackles can't pin their ears back and just rush the passer. People don't understand. As an offensive tackle, you outweigh the guy across from you probably by, 60, 70 pounds. And if you guys ran a 40 head-to-head, 40-yard dash, he probably runs like a 4.7, 4.6, 40. And we probably run like 5 flat. I ran a 5 flat, 5.1 when I got drafted. So he can beat me running, head-to-head all day long. Now you're asking me to back up, retreat, and block a defensive end who's already faster than I am. I mean, you can do it, but it's hard. Why not give me the chance to use this 70-pound advantage, come off the ball, hit him in the mouth, and drive him down the field? After a while, he'll get mad and pissed off because he's getting hit in the mouth every single play. But instead, we pass the ball and we get hit in the mouth. You don't want that. You want to be more aggressive. Allow us to come off the ball and hit somebody. Now you're in a game because that's the worst thing you can do to a defense. If you can run the ball and they can't do anything about it, it's demoralizing. That's our defense. You know what I mean? So give us an opportunity to do the same. Let us come off the ball and hit them in the mouth. I mean, we're talking about an offensive line that excess of 360, 370 pounds. I mean, even on the left side, you got 350 and you have 380. 6'8", 6'5", 6'6". On the left side, why do you want to not use those road graders coming off the ball, hitting some guys in the mouth? Once they get going in one direction, it's hard to stop them. And at this point, they don't know what they can do because they don't do it.
All right, so Barrett, that's awesome explanation. Here's what I'm trying to process. You have one veteran coach on this entire staff. He's the offensive line coach, Jeff Stoutland. Isn't he yelling at Nick Sirianni and the offensive coordinator there and saying, what the hell are you guys doing? You're ruining my line. Isn't he in their ear trying to tell these novices what to do?
Well, I guess it's falling on deaf ears because they're definitely not doing it.
No.
And what was so telling to me in the interview, and this has something. This is something Nick Sirianni has to learn. Coach has to learn. Hey, man, you cannot tell people that you didn't watch a lot of film. You just don't do that. And for him to turn around and say, "Well, I haven't watched that much film on that side of the ball." Well, they've been getting their ass kicked on that side of the ball for the past 6 weeks. Why would you not go over there and see what's going on? You haven't done anything substantially on the defensive side of the ball for 6 weeks. You need to go see what's going on. You need to pop into some media. You need to figure out why we're being so passive and submissive in our play calling. Leave the play calling alone for a minute. Set back a little bit. Maybe that's a little more than you can handle right now because you have to put, as the head coach, the all-encompassing coach of the team, you got to know what's going on everywhere and not just on one side of the ball. I could see if you had a veteran coach. Schwartz was a veteran coach, so Doug really didn't have to go down there. He was a former head coach. He'd been in the league a long time, called some great defenses, so he really didn't have to go down there that much. But if you're a young guy, what they have going on with the Eagles, yes, Gannon needs some help. He needs somebody to tell him, hey, you need to pull the trigger, be more aggressive, bring more blitz, have your guys play up tighter. Sometimes you got to go to your the guys on the field and say, hey, man, you got to bail me out. You got to come off the ball faster. You got to get up and cover closer. Maybe you have to stick, their best receiver. Whatever it takes to get your guys to light a fire underneath. At this point, you can tell just by what Jordan Mailata said last week. Jordan Mailata said, look, they knew what we were doing before we were going to do it. That's telling. Then turn around Fletcher Cox this week. Well, I just got to do what the call is. There's a lot of stuff that's going on, you know, and you didn't hear this stuff when you had Doug. You didn't hear all the, you know, the cackling back and forth, you know. What stays, you know, going on in the locker room stays in the locker room. There's a lot of cackling going on in the locker room because this coaching staff is not doing what they need to do to really put them in a great position for their athletes to play ball.
Barrett Brooks, I am in awe of your explanation of what's going on internally. I can't thank you enough. I love your work and pre- and post-game at NBC Sports Philadelphia. Hopefully we'll call you again soon. We need more of this kind of stuff. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. I'm glad you know my name. Appreciate that, man.
Oh, well, Barrett, you know I love having you on.
I screw you up with Brandon Brooks, but you know what? You're both excellent in your own fields. How's that?
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, guys. All right,
thank you.
Now, all right?
Thanks a lot.
Boy, that explanation
was phenomenal.
It was really good.
He really explained why if you're an offensive lineman, you need to run the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.